You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
The Competition Commission of South Africa has been investigating what they believe to be a cartel involving 8 cargo ship companies and some price fixing that has taken place between the years 2008 and 2018. We're going to be taking a look at this and trying to make sense of it with the head of the cartels division at the Competition Commission, Ntate Makgale Mohlala. He joins me on the line now to see what we make of these developments. Ntate Mohlala, lovely to have you on the show. Thanks so much for taking the time. Let's start with an overview of what prompted the investigation and what was uncovered during the process.
The investigation started as a result of a customer that approached the commission complaining about the price increases that he received from these shipping companies. They were charging him a same price increase. So he approached the commission and requested the commission to look into the matter. We did that. We looked into the matter. We actually raided these firms. I think it's 4 of them or 5 in 2016. We seized a lot of data that we have been going through to establish if there has been any price fixing and what is the reason for the customer to be given a quotation, in fact, the price increase letter that is exactly the same. So our investigation found that there were more other firms that were not included in the original complaint or information from the customer. So we included those. I think it's 3 of them. Then they become 8. So the investigation further found that these firms were charging customers the same price for the cargo from Durban, South Africa, to mainly in Asia and from Asia to South Africa. So the conduct of charging the same prices has been going on for quite a number of years, and that conduct constitutes price fixing, which contravene the provisions of the Competition Act. Hence, we decided to refer the matter to the tribunal for prosecution.
Dr. Mohlala, we'll come to the impact this has had on imports and exports in a second. I want to first get your insights around how it is that the Competition Commission determines whether or not this was cartel behavior or if this was purely coincidental. Obviously, with the evidence you have a better idea of how you can establish that this was a cartel. But for those that aren't in the know of how you conduct these sorts of investigations, what are some of the tell signs that you look for in determining whether or not this is cartel-like behavior?
Yeah, so what they were fixing, it's called the general rate increase. So it's an increase that they apply over and above the price that is prevailing. So this increase takes place usually between June, July to December. That's the time when they apply that increase. So what we found is that they were increasing this general rate at the same time with the same amount. So when you have that set of facts and evidence, you cannot even begin to think of a coincidence. You can't have a coincidence where prices are increased at the same time with the same amount over a period of years. If it happened once, maybe you can say it was a coincidence. But if it's so sustained over a period of time, then you ruled out the coincidence there. It's coordination.
Ntate Mohlala, let's take a look then at the impact this then has on imports and exports. I can imagine, given that South Africa relies on some of these companies for some of the logistical movements beyond our ports, it would be quite a serious impact that this potentially has on the cost of what we import and even potentially the cost of what we export.
Correct. Remember, this is a transportation cost. So if you are importing, you will pay higher because of a cartel. I mean, cartels in their very nature, they are designed to inflate prices, increase prices. Importers would pay a lot to send their goods to South Africa, and those goods, when they touch down, they become expensive because they simply add their transportation cost into the pricing. So as exporters, if they send goods outside of South Africa, they'll pay a lot for transport, and their goods, when it gets to the world market, they will become expensive, and as a result, they will not be competitive in the market. So the impact is it's huge for both the import and exports.
Were we able to determine exactly the amounts for either the imports or the exports that would have been inflated or inflated by?
And not at this stage. Not at this stage. I think that exercise will come out of the trial. As we prosecute in the matter, we will be able to get to the bottom and see how much they have been able to inflate the prices. But as I'm saying, as a general principle, the cartels in their nature are designed to inflate prices. But at this stage, we are not in a position to quantify the amount that have been over-profited.
Dr. Mohlala, before I let you go, the remedies that you will be seeking via the tribunal and via the prosecution, can you give us an indication of whether or not we can look at those at this stage? And if not, perhaps an idea of generally where cartel behavior is involved, what the Competition Commission seeks as primary remedies?
Yeah, obviously, the first one is that the cartel behavior must stop if it hasn't stopped. Secondly, is that there must be a payment of an administrative penalty. The law prescribes a maximum of 10% of the firm's annual turnover. So those will be the penalties that the remedies that we have sought from the tribunal if these firms are found guilty of price fixing by the tribunal.
Well, we'll look to see how this continues to unfold and how this develops. For now, we'll leave the conversation on that note. Thank you to the head of the cartels division at the Competition Commission, Makhale Mohlala, for joining us to take a look at the latest investigation concluded into 8 shipping companies that were seen to be running a cartel for approximately 10 years in South Africa.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.